Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon that's coming up on February 9th, 2024. So we're going to take a look at each life path number to see what energies may surface around this illumination and see how to best work with them. Of course, before we do that, just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, I would love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path number 7. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 8 and pufferfish for this new moon. So this is interesting. Which do I want to talk about first here? I guess let's talk about the 8. So if there's anywhere in your life where you have been, or any situation where you've been overly focused on money, fear of lack, fear of success even, that can be a big one under this energy. We don't always know that we have fear of success until success comes knocking. But fear of success, fear of lack, fear of not having enough money, fear of getting money and then losing money, et cetera, et cetera. So your relationship to money, let's just put it that way, could come under the microscope, under this energy. And because it's a new moon, it's helping you to sort of get a new belief system around money or a new mindset around money. Whether, you know, however it is that you are able to do that, right? And life usually will present us with whatever we need in order to unlock the wisdom of that experience. So money could come into the forefront around this time, but it's not just like, you know, our belief system around money or our relationship to money. You could also see a tremendous amount of success come in around this time. And that's why I say fear of success could also be sort of stimulated at this time, because under this new moon, it's, you know, it's a powerful new moon of initiation, of doing things differently, of taking charge, et cetera, et cetera. And for you all, it's an 8 cycle. So it's a powerhouse type of cycle. So you could see, you know, great success and achievement come in at this time, or at least an opportunity for that, right? Like it's presented to you. And then it's up to you what you choose to do with that. But I think whatever it is that gets presented to you, you'll feel called to pursue it. However, it could again, like, initiate those feelings of fear, like, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, blah, 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 that you'll have to work through in order to say yes to whatever this is and to stay committed to it. So the 8 is saying, here's a greater vision. Commit to this vision and you will have success from this vision. And then the 8 doesn't stop there. The 8 says, then you need to think about what you're going to do with that success once it comes in for you, right? Because with the 8, there always has to be integrity behind whatever you're doing and whatever success you receive from those actions. So in other words, what I'm saying is you could see great success come in for you at this time, or opportunities for that. You have the vision, you hold the vision, you move through it, and you become successful. Now, what are you going to do with that success, that influence, that power, that authority? Because that is the core of the 8 energy, is to receive the success, receive the wealth or whatever it is, and then do something really good for others with it and yourself, right? Like, you can also reap the rewards, of course. But in that entire process, of course, there's always, you know, self-doubt, you know, feelings of not being worthy, imposter syndrome, you name it, can come in under 8 energy. Also, power struggles, feeling like you're being taken advantage of, or you're not being taken serious, etc., can present at this time as well to be worked through. Now, again, it's a shorter cycle. It typically only will last for a couple of weeks. But a lot can happen in a couple of weeks, and this energy could initiate something quite big within your life, or bring in the rewards of something that you've been working on, a greater vision that you've been working on. And then the question becomes, what will you do with that success? What will you do with that influence? What will you do with that quote unquote power? And the goal of the 8 is to say, let's uplift, empower, inspire others through that, you know, through our resources and means to be able to do so. So you could see some of those themes come in. The other thing I would say is when we're in an eight cycle, areas within our lives where we tend to be more controlling or overly opinionated or over analytical can come to the surface to be sort of massaged out, right? To show us where it is that we can release our grip a little bit, and where it is that maybe we don't need to be so opinionated, where we could listen to other perspectives and take those perspectives into account when it is, you know, whatever it is, when we start to do whatever it is that we're looking to do. The other thing I would say is the eight in a cycle can absolutely bring up areas where we feel disempowered and victimized, right? Whether that's victimized and disempowered by another person or by ourselves, right? Through ourselves and through our own mindset and belief systems. So the eight can bring this to the surface to be, again, worked through so that we can feel more empowered, right? And so that we can take whatever it is that we were feeling victimized by and use it to our advantage to create and do something much more empowering, right? So this is really big energy. And it will likely, because again, it is a shorter cycle, but it's a new moon. So there's some kind of new start, new initiation, seeing things differently, taking different action, taking a new different risk, holding a new vision and moving towards that vision. It's very likely that you will see this initiated or brought to your attention, whatever area it is that the eight really needs to get in there and do its work. You'll see that sort of highlighted at this time. And it could be obviously a myriad of things. It's interesting because with pufferfish, there's this energy of sort of satisfaction, like gaining satisfaction through a job well done or through asserting yourself or stepping into some kind of some level of empowerment, right? Self-empowerment. So there's some kind of satisfaction that can come from whatever it is that you initiate at this time. The only thing I would say, though, too, is that there's also with pufferfish this element of pride that comes through. So be very careful about your pride, right? So if there's a situation, because the eight governs like power, right? So if there's been an area where there have been power struggles or miscommunication or some kind of action taken by either party that has created some kind of conflict or disharmony, just make sure that it's not your pride that's keeping things from coming back into balance, right? So there's definitely an element here of pride. And with the eight energy, because it's such a powerhouse energy, it can keep us stuck in our pride. So you just want to be careful to not be stuck in your pride, to swallow your pride, and to know that that is what will bring harmony to a situation if that's what you're looking for. Yeah, so powerful energy sevens. And I feel like you've worked with this recently, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, it's here again. And it's really powerful because it's under a new moon. So yeah, see what comes up for you. I hope it's a great one. Take care, sevens. Bye for now.